What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as behind those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who have made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? So welcome to Friday's episode. So if you have not already, please go back and tune in. So Monday, we discussed United Healthcare and some other stuff that's going on with them because of the breach. Now they've been paying out money. It's backing up payment for 94% of hospitals. It's messed up your prescriptions. Check out a lot of content. It's crazy. Tuesday, we cover... what was Tuesday? Tuesday was...
AT&T.
Yes, AT&T and a previous breach with the information currently servicing. So they reset a bunch of accounts. And even if you haven't been a user of AT&T in the past 5 or 6 years, you may have been wrapped up in this breach. So definitely, you know, pull your credit report, you know what I mean, like annually to see if somebody bought a boat in your name, as well as check to see if any of your information has been compromised in this breach. It included names, social security numbers, and addresses. So enough stuff to open up a line of credit in your name. So that sucks, but definitely check out that episode. Wednesday, we discussed how the federal government is kind of backpedaling a little bit on the Copilot implementation on their systems. So Microsoft is in partnership with the House committee to figure out how to protect that data and then hopefully roll out a better implementation this summer. So definitely check that out. We have a discussion about it and just how AI impacts your entire life, or will soon. So definitely check that one out. And then Thursday's Ask Assist P with Daryl Brooks. Really good conversation. That one probably went an hour and 20, hour and 30. So a lot of good gems came out of that one. So definitely check that out. It's his second time on the show. It's been almost a year, so we had a lot to catch up on. He is also Assist P. So we bounced some ideas and some questions off of each other. So definitely check it out. I think it's a lot of good content in there. And he's selling for his PMP. So we talk about that as well. And then hit up the newsletter, hit up all the articles. Like we're multimedia here. We're everywhere you want to be. Check us all out in all the different places. But long intro, without further ado, Shannon, how was your week?
Not bad. Didn't take in as much media or no gaming at all, but watched a few things. So like this documentary, Quiet on the Set. It was like the dark side of children's.
I watched one episode and I was like, you're messing up my childhood. I didn't go any further.
So it's weird to me. Like, I thought they were going to go into like other child actors and things like that, but it just focused on Nickelodeon, pretty much is what it was. It just focused on Nickelodeon for the three episodes it had. But some of the stuff that was going on there is just like, wow. And I'm kind of with you. Like, I didn't watch all the shows that they talked about on the documentary. Like, we've had conversations in the past, like Ariana Grande, like I didn't know she was a Nickelodeon like child actor.
Yeah. So I watched her with my daughter. So that was like the next wave or whatever. So that's why whenever I see her in music videos, stuff like that, it weirds me out because she was a little kid. So I only see the kid. I don't see the adult and all that pill behind it. Like, I'm like, nah, I watched that. I watched her with my daughter. So that's attached to nostalgia. It's weird.
Yeah, so you can't. I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah,
but it was. It's amazing to me that some of this stuff is allowed to happen because people are successful. You got your Weinsteins. You got this guy that was on Nickelodeon. Like, it's one of those things where if you are making money, like people are willing to look the other way, and this is what can come of it, right? Like, I don't know if it's going to hurt Nickelodeon's brand so much, to be honest with you, because the speculation is out there, right? It's kind of like, I hate to bring this up, but it's kind of like Cosby. Like, people knew what was going on with Cosby, but it was just like, but the Cosby Show, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up on the Cosby Show, you know? Mom's a lawyer, dad's a doctor, success story, you know what I mean? But they allowed it to go on way longer than it should have. Like, it got really out of hand before they were like, all right, we got to part ways, right? And my wife was asking me, I told her that I watched it, and she was like, did they bring up Sabrina, what's her name in real life? Melissa Joan Hart, that's her name, Melissa Joan Hart. And I was like, was she Nickelodeon? I was like, because she wasn't on there at all. She was like, yeah. She was like, that show was from Nickelodeon, but apparently she was in, the, like, a lot of this happened for Nickelodeon Studios out in Hollywood. not so much in Orlando. So apparently she was doing a lot of her filming in Orlando. And she was like, I never had any of these issues that are going on with this. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't cross like the producers and the people that were out there in Hollywood. So I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I guess that matters. Like, if you got different locations, like only certain people are affected, but yeah, it was an interesting story to watch. I got through most of the next episode of Invincible, and that's wild. Like, I love that show, but it's just like, oh, I don't know how they're going to end this one, man. But y'all got to figure something out because it's about to get real bad.
I read a little bit ahead. I didn't read the comic, but people have been leaking stuff online. Mm-hmm. And if they use some of the characters' arc in the show, it might get kicked off the network. It's like, yo.
But it's Prime, so it's not like it's regular cable. So, like, they're kind of free to do what they want to do, you know, when it comes to your subscription services. Like, I mean, they put the rating in the beginning. It's mature. And then as it comes on, it tells you suggestive language, you know.
Yeah.
No nudity in this one. It's animated. But, like, if it's nudity, it's brief nudity, sexual experiences, things of that nature. So they give you the warning up front. Like, they've been doing that for years now to where lawyers have determined this will get you out of any type of lawsuit.
Right. It's a facto.
Yeah. You were warned. Like, you can go to IMDb and it tells you, you know, what is in these episodes, you know what I mean? What you're going to see. But yeah, it's about to get real, man. Like, it's about to get crazy, with this, but I'm going to finish up this episode. Like I said, I got through most of it, but I'm just like, oh, this is not going to happen well. Not going to go well. Today I'm actually taking, my wife and I are taking our younger two children to this thing called Jurassic Quest. And it's this dinosaur experience that goes to different cities and whatnot. And they're out here in Colorado, this weekend. So we got tickets to go hit that up, and hopefully it's a good experience for them. Like, they got inflatables, like dino jeeps and whatnot. I guess it's going to be like Jurassic Park, but hopefully they enjoy it. Like, it's one of those things where I think more and more on this, like, as my children are getting older, it seems like they're appreciating things less and less. So like it's one of those things where, like, these things are costing more and more for y'all. Like, I just can't give you a box for Christmas, like, when you were 2 years old, and you'd be happy with that. Like, you're not even playing with the toy. I should just get you boxes.
Right.
But now it is like we're having good experiences, like what I think are good experiences. My wife and I are taking video and pictures and stuff, and they're just like, what's next? You know what I mean? It's like, what you mean, what's next? Like, you know how much I pay for this? This costs money. This ain't cheap, you know? But so yeah, hopefully they have a good experience with that. We'll get an update next week, but I'll let y'all know how it went down. It's like, hey, if Jurassic Quest comes to you in your city, either you pass or you just, you know, you go make it happen. But that's pretty much it for me. Like I said, like, I haven't video games in so long, and I keep saying I'm going to play Horizon. I'm going to do the DLC for God of War, but I never get around to it.
Right. And I get that. I had to be very intentful this week to even get something in myself, like, be honest with you. I had to be like, I'm going to sit here and play this. Just because there's so much to do, like, with family stuff and the holiday. So we're recording this on Easter Sunday. So I have to kind of balance that time. Like, we're going to do, like, Easter egg time with the little one and all that good stuff. Go to a family dinner. Somehow I have to squeeze in at least Monday's production, so that way it's already up and running. So if people, I don't know who's actually staying up till midnight to, like, oh, I can't wait for the next episode to release. Probably nobody. But they have not been going out at midnight. They've been going out, like, later, because I'm like, oh, I forgot to do X or Y or Z. So that's tough. So yeah, you have to be very, very intentful with your time, and it's the squeezing stuff in. So I was like, I got a game. So I put in 4 hours this week. But I used to be like, not 4 hours a day, but, you know, a couple hours every day. Not getting that in no more. Like, I thought as I got older, I would get more time. That's not happening. But for me, so we went to Universal last weekend, the kickoff spring break. So went to Universal. It was always a good time. We rode pretty much every ride. So I put in, I think it was like 15,000 steps first day, and then another 13 the next day. Feet just stopped screaming. My feet always hurt. To put that mileage on there was ridiculous. But it's for a short period of time. It's not an everyday thing. I'm not walking, whatever that equivalent is, in steps every day. But, you know, just make sure I got to all the rides with the kids, and we had the express passes or whatever. So to summarize, we just walked right on, which was great. So you can't, like, if you have the ability, I think I think for Universal, if you want the express passes or whatever, like it's like a lot of money per person, unless you get like a hotel room and then it's wrapped up in there. So we spent a night and it was more cost effective, but it paid for itself because there were several rides that we just walked right on. There's only one ride that doesn't have it. It's the Gryffindor ride, I want to say. I'm probably pronouncing it butcher in Harry Potter World. So Isles of Adventure has a Harry Potter ride that they will not do a pass for because it's the most popular ride in the park. So you have to wait for that one. So that's always the ride we hit up first. It takes like probably 30 to 40 minutes to get on that thing, if not longer, because we hit it as soon as the park opens. And everybody rushes to that one ride. And then after that, you're just walking on rides. I think the longest we stayed on a ride is probably like half the time that people were waiting in line. So like if they're waiting in line for an hour, it took us maybe 30 minutes to get on. But it again, it's worth its weight in gold. So if you can swing it, get the passes. Because you only wait in line for 75 minutes for one ride, which if that had happens.
So do they do it how Disney does it? So like I know with Disney when they do the Express, like it's only a certain amount of people in that line that get on with like the regular line people. So it may be from the Express line, they may pull four people, but then it's 12 people from the normal line. Is that how they do it with the Express, or
yeah,
they just take everybody out of the Express? Okay.
No, very similar. Yeah, they try to balance it. So that way you're not backing up the regular line as well. But again, you're jumping the line, so to speak. So yes, it's very, very similar. But I remember when Disney used to do it for free. After COVID, you have to pay for those passes now.
I don't remember them ever being free. You talking about for the express passes?
Yeah,
You Disney?
they used to be they like you Magic Genie or whatever. Like you can book them ahead of time. You had a time slot, so you had to be at the ride at this time to get on, and then it would scan your wrist bracelet or whatever. But now it costs money, just like everywhere else. So, but I haven't been to Disney since COVID, I want to say. So I definitely need to go back there. Again, like humongous discounts, right? Because we're military, so we go, or we don't even go anymore. Like you can go online, verify your identity through the whatever, what's it called? ID,
Come on, ITT?
Yeah, you can do it online now. Like, so I don't have to drive
Really?
for certain things. Like certain things you do have to still go down there. I don't know what those things are, but when it comes to park passes, they call like the one for Universal is called the Freedom Pass. And then yeah, you just verify your identity online. You give them all the information, and then they call you back. Like so, they can't take the money online, so they accept a call to get your card information, but they can take your identity online to verify who you are. And like I said, like. It paid for itself, pretty much, because we had a night at the hotel, and then we basically walked on the rides for the next 2 days, and then it's a wrap after that. So we pretty much rode every ride. There's some rides that we skip on purpose, like the Vin Diesel one. The Fast and Furious ride's kind of trash, in my opinion. It's mostly sitting and watching. The experience is happening around you, but it's not very engaging. So no offense to the Fast and Furious people out there. And then there's another one that we skip, the Men in Black, because it's always broke. The Men in Black's always broke.
Is the Fast and Furious one not like 4D? Like, even though you're sitting there and you may not be moving, but like, does the chair not move? And does
It is, but it's not like, so if you go, there's a King Kong one. That one is more engaging, where King Kong's like yelling at you, and like you can feel the spray from his yell. And then when he squishes bugs, they splatter on you. It's not that. I think there's like a little bit of heat because something blows up next to you or whatever, but it's just not worth the wait. Even though and we had passes, we're just like, nah, we're straight. We'll go to go because if you walk past that one, there's another Harry Potter ride, and then they take you to I forget what it's called, Hogsmeade. I know what it's called now because I watched the first movie. So right past Fast and Furious, you get to go to Hogsmeade, and that's where they sell wands and robes, and they have a bunch of rides back there. So we just walk right over there. And skip that one, but it was a good time. Like the kids definitely enjoyed themselves. Got on pretty much everything. Just skipped a couple hand, like less than a handful of rides. I think we skipped like two or three. Bought really expensive food. You know what I mean? Like you stop by a bakery. I got a Minion cookie. Got Mace what was it? A fluffy s'more? And she says it's so fluffy. They make s'mores that look like the unicorn from the Minions. So got him one of those, just stuff like that. Like popcorn and whatever you want. We're on vacation, so there's no no's on vacation.
that's how I do it. That's how I do it too, man. Like, I whenever we're on vacation, it's like, okay, just expect to spend a lot of money. Like, yeah. you're gonna be free. I mean, within reason, but
yeah. Like, don't go get the Mickey Mouse Coach bag. We're not buying that.
If you go
on Main Street Disney, they sell Mickey Mouse branded designer bags.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah, you can't have that. But you that wand? You want the bubble wand all day?
Yeah.
Bubble wand gets you one of them balloons that got the thing inside of it. Yeah, you had that. Whatever you want, except for them designer bags. Can't have that. You want a shirt? You get a shirt. But it was a good time. Like, we always have a good time when we take the family. So we did that. And then for pretty much the rest of the week, we just chilled. No big events for spring break, just relaxation. I know the kids wanted to unwind. So we let the big kids chill, played with Mace, took them to the pool. Pool ice cold, by the way. Went to the community pool where we got in a little, within our little cul-de-sac or whatever. Learned real quick. It is hot in Florida, but it takes some time for a pool to warm up. Ice cold. To the point where, like, you know, like, little kids would just go through it. Like, he'll just keep playing in the one that, nah, Mace was like, let me get the towel. I was going to chill here by poolside. Let's go home. So we did that. That worked out in my favor because he is getting a little tired of Fortnite. So he was like, I want to play something different. So I was like, well, we'll buy Halo. Try out Halo. So he tried out Halo. He was like, oh, I kind of like it. I was like, you know, we can play it together. So we've been playing Halo together, running through the campaign. He's 9, so he's getting used, because it's not like Fortnite. He's not building things, so he just run right into a group of enemies, get demolished. No cover, just all smoke. Like, no, you got to pull back a little bit. You got to let your shield recharge. So he's getting used to that. So we're running through the original Halo right now, campaign. It's a little bit prettier, still kind of ugly, but they you know, rezzed it up, made it look a little bit sharper. So we're playing Halo, or what is it? Halo Anniversary Edition is what we're playing. And then, what else? Oh, I watched the first Harry Potter movie. We talked about it offline. I didn't make it to the end. It's 2.5 hours. It was cool seeing, like, a lot of, because I don't know anything about Harry Potter, and then my kids, those are the rides they want to get on first. So I want to know a little bit more context. And they provide a lot of that, but the first movie is very kiddish, because they're kids, obviously. And it's 2.5 hours long. So I made it to the last 10 minutes. I passed out. I couldn't make it through the whole thing. But now I have to catch up on that one and watch the next one probably today or tomorrow. And try to get through all of them in the next couple of weeks is the plan. So, yeah. So far as
good luck to you, man. Like, I still have not seen that. And like, a lot of the popular ones I have not seen. I've not seen Harry Potter. I haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
The Hobbit. Like, I just, I don't know.
I'm the same way.
Hunger Games, I've seen the first one.
Same.
That's
same.
It. Yeah.
You know which one I did make it through? Maze Runner. Have you seen The Maze Runner? That's another young adult book that turned into a movie. That one was actually interesting. I actually did make it through that one. But yeah, I only got through the first Hunger Games. I heard it really good. I was just like, and then, like you said, Lord of the Rings. I think I watched part of the second one. Because I got stuck in Hurricane Ivan, I want to say. I went back to Keesler for some upgrade training. We got stuck in Ivan. So somebody brought it, and I watched part of it before, I fell asleep. And then, what else did I like?
You know, I'm kind of surprised. Like, so you haven't gotten through Hunger Games. You watched all the Purges, though, right? The Purges?
No. I made it through the one that they filmed in Buffalo. So there's one where they film the Purge in Buffalo. So you see, like, the City Hall from Buffalo and the Perry Projects is crazy. I think that was the fourth or fifth one.
There's more than four or five?
What's that?
There's more than four or five?
They keep making them. There's a TV series and everything. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not tracking them. I thought there was only, like, four Purge movies, and that's why I was like, no, I thought you've seen all those. Like, Hunger Games seems right up the alley of that. Like, not, I know they're not.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. No, yeah, it's fairly similar, right? Like a battle royale type situation. That's usually my jam. But no, it's just because there's too many of them. It just kept going on and on and on and on and on. And that one, I made sure to watch that one because I heard it was filmed in Buffalo. And then as they were running around, I was like, yo, that's the Perry Project. I was like, yo, that's City Hall in the background. So that was kind of cool. But I didn't see any more after that. Not because they're not good. I mean, they're not great movies, but it's just too many. It's like Fast and Furious. Like, yo, like we gotta land this plane. And Fast and Furious, they literally land in plane. So I have not watched all of them, but at some point I'll watch some more, probably. And then I watched Invincible, so I'm caught up on Invincible. Really good. Can't wait to see where they're going. But they got to hurry up and get wherever they're going, because it's almost a wrap. So you watched it enough to see the part where they kind of make fun of the animation process?
Yes. Yeah, yes. That made me laugh, because they're talking about, you know, how they save money or how they do this, and they're it as they're doing, like, yeah, that was funny.
That's pretty clever. And I was like, yeah, now as I look back, I'm like, okay, I do notice that.
Well, I didn't notice it until they brought it up. But then as I thought about it, I was like, that is a thing. That is really a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So they had that crazy animation at the end. So, I can't wait to hear your interpretation of what's going to happen in the near future with the show, because I think they only have a couple more episodes left, so they got to hurry up and get to wherever they're getting. And then I started, so X-Men 97, I tried to watch it the other night, and I crashed hard. Again, I tried to start it too late, so I was trying to watch it with Junior. I started the first episode, I made it to probably the middle of it, and then I woke up, and all three had it ran. I've been asleep that long. And he just looked at me, he just shook his head, just super disappointed in me. I was like, I'm sorry, I'll have to watch it again later. But check it out. Like, it was different. It's the same, but it's different. It's like the X-Men 97 that we're used to. They have a lot of the same voice actors and whatnot. But the first episode, like when it opened up, they went hard with Cyclops. Because Cyclops is always a joke. He's like, ah, his powers are kind of trash or whatever. No, like this was like, I think someone is a Cyclops fan on the team, because he was working people with the beams, and he knocked off his visor, and you're like, oh, okay, it's a wrap. And then no, he went even harder with the visor off. And then there's a scene, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a scene where they're all flying in I forget what they call it, the jet. It's
the Blackbird.
Yeah, the Blackbird. And they're doing something that gets blown up, right? So they're all free falling. So Scott Cyclops looks at Rogue and Storm, like, you know what to do. And they go and they scoop up the X-Men who can't fly. And then he was like, I see you on the ground. I'm like, yo, can he fly now or whatever? And as he's plummeting to the earth, he hits the beam, and the beam slows him down to do the superhero landing. And I'm like, they're going too hard on Cyclops right now. And he does the assemble. He does like the Captain America. He's like, to me, my X-Men. And then they start beefing. I'm just like, yo, this is hardcore Cyclops. Because I never respected him. I'm not going to lie. He got some whack powers. Supposedly he opens up a portal to another dimension, is what his eyes are doing or whatever. I don't know. But, like, yeah, he was working people with it.
So, to me, I can't get over the visuals of it. Like, I'm like, we're in 2024. Like, it should look better than this. I don't want you to show me.
And it does. It's like, it's the same drawing style. I think they said they took the actual animators from the original. So it's the same drawing style, but it's been modernized, if that makes sense. So
does it look like the trailer? Let me ask you that. Does it look like the
trailer? Yeah, it does look like the trailer. I don't know. I give it one episode. Give it one episode, because it felt more mature too. And I was just like, I don't remember it being this hardcore. I can't vouch for it because I fell asleep, and not because it was boring. It's I was tired.
I feel now how you feel. Like, you're a videophile. Like, to me, I'm just like, ah. You know, above a certain amount, it doesn't matter. To you, you're like, no, it all matters. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel now. Like, with this, I'm like, this needs to look like it's in 2024. I don't need to see what I was watching back when I was a child.
Right.
I'm
right
now. You know what I mean? that's how I feel.
Right. No, I hear that. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to watch at least the episodes I fell asleep on. And I noticed that the sound was incredible, too. Like, I don't have a big surround sound thing happening. I got a fairly decent soundbar. I definitely want to upgrade in the future. But even the sound was like different. Like, it felt heavier. Like, when he was shooting the beams, and like when the Blackbird blew up, I was like, yo, they're going hard. Like, I don't remember it being like this when I was a kid, but obviously I was watching on a standard television with the monotone speaker. So maybe it did sound as good. I don't know. But it impressed me until I passed out from exhaustion. It was a long day that day. So yeah, so I tried to check that out. I'm going to go back and watch some more of that. Then the last thing is I played about 4 hours of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth for my first boss. That game is amazing. Like, I got to put more time into it. I have to. So I have about, in total, I think I have 7.5 hours, 8 hours into it. So I barely scratched the surface. They're still teaching me stuff. It's, again, like an 80-hour to 120-hour game. So I'm going to give it more time. I just don't know where I'm getting that time from, to be honest with you. Because you can't just play for an hour because you don't really get much accomplished in an hour. But I don't really have 2 to 4 hours to really get it in like I want to. So I don't know.
So how are you going to make that work and still go through Tears of the Kingdom?
Tears of the Kingdom got put on the shelf. I don't even understand the physics or mechanics of Tears of the Kingdom anymore. Every time I go in there, I'm like, how does this even work? And where am I at? Like, I literally booted it up, and I was in a cave and stranded with no resources. I was like, what was I doing right here? Like, what was this purpose? Was I, like, searching for something in particular? Like, was I on a mission? I have no clue. I don't know. So I'm going to go back, though, because that game's also amazing. I was talking to my best friend, James, and he was very disappointed at me because he already beat it. And he was like, you sure you want me to play a little bit? Want me to at least get you the Master Sword? I'm like, no, I want to experience all that stuff myself. And he's like, okay. Like, you sleeping. I'm like, I just don't have the time. And that's one where you can't put it down. It's like Horizon. Like, put Horizon down, and you're just like, I don't understand these mechanics. I don't understand how any of this works. So at some point, we'll get back to that one as well, but it's always the last game on my list. But it looks incredible. Like, when I booted it up, I was like, man, look at these graphics. Like, this looks amazing, but I just don't have the... It's just not my favorite. Put it out there. But that's pretty much it for me. So this week, again, like, say it's Easter, so I'm going to do family activities. At some point, I'm going to try to get at least Monday's episode ready to go. And then... prepare for the week. So hopefully it's not a busy week. So we'll see what all unfolds. And then again, check us out. So we are trying to build up our subscription base. So we want more people to subscribe. I want to hit 500. The goal was 500 by, I think I said May or June. So like by the half mark of the year, we're up to like 350 something on YouTube. I want to get that to 500. But we're putting out an article on LinkedIn and Medium. So it's the same article. I just wanted, like, if you're not a LinkedIn person, I want you to have access to it somewhere else. So same article. Every day we embed the video and the audio, and then we just give you pretty much a synopsis of what the episode's about. So you can just read about it, or you can watch it, you can listen to it, you can do all the things. And all that goes back to our YouTube and back to our platform, audio platforms. So that way we get credit for it. And then on Fridays, we do the weekly rundown, which is this episode, but the newsletter goes out and it has a little bit behind the scenes of what's going on with me and either the show, or this one was Universal with me and the family. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then we do a rundown from Friday and work our way backwards to Monday of all the things that happened in those episodes. And it's more concise. So instead of having several paragraphs of the show, it's just like a paragraph. Like, here's a quick synopsis. You should click to see more, and you could jump to the full article as well. And then at the very bottom of that, we have what's going to go on next week, and then we usually have the person who's going to be on Ask Assist be on that one, and then you can click, you know, see their profile and all that good stuff as well. So try to be as much multimedia as possible. I can't think of anything else I haven't added, but I'm sure I'll see something and add that as well. So definitely check us out on all those things. You can see clips and shorts on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, obviously, and then also on Instagram and TikTok. So all those places, and they're doing fairly well, like hundreds of views. People really liked the last one. I took a clip of us talking about veterans on McDill and stay out of active duty business. That one seemed to do very well. And it's, the whole thing is to entice you to go watch the full episode. So that's why I'm trying to pull you back, like, watch the full thing. So we'll see how that works out. And we do those clips every day. So every day you're getting an episode, you're getting an article, and you're getting clips. Again, mass or multimedia. That's what we're going for. So check us out on all the platforms that are out there, pretty much, either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask Assist Pete. You can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, TikTok is the company account, and Medium, where I put all the articles for the people who are not on LinkedIn. So hit up all those things. You can find Chris Abacon or other co-hosts at Chris A. Bacon on LinkedIn. And Shannon is incognito mode in life, so you can't find him anywhere but here. So if you want to see more Shannon, you gotta come to us for these 560 some odd episodes. All right. But yeah, just continue to tune in. We greatly appreciate it. Stay safe. Stay secure.